Hello and welcome back to another episode of a not-so-brief history of Disney World. I'm your host, William Tintel. Make sure to share the podcast, like, subscribe, follow, and whatever else you can do to get the podcast out there. I'd really appreciate it. Stay tuned as we look into holidays at Disney World.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail, our highway in the sky to the Magic Kingdom.
Yesterday, Disneyland and the New York World's Fair. Tomorrow, a project so vast, it has already been called a whole new Disney World.
So let's just start off talking about the amount of decorations that Disney does use for their Christmas decorations. And it's just crazy in the amount of decorations that they have. They use 16,000 lights, more than 200 customized ornaments, 596 trees that range from 2 to 14 feet tall, and these are their smaller trees. And they also have 29 custom taller trees that range from 15 to 70 feet tall. So these are some of the more prominent and bigger trees. Also around the holidays, you'll see the gingerbread houses springing up around the resorts and the parks. And one of the more one of the larger displays is in the Grand Floridian, and it is a full size gingerbread house. And they use 10,000 pieces of gingerbread for this. That's a lot of gingerbread, and that is something that they do have to bake and make on property. They have a lot of kitchens that they do use for this, and things other than the gingerbread. They put up 590 garlands, which measures out to be around 5,180 feet. And the tallest tree is a 70-foot tree at the Contemporary Resort. And also when you're in the Magic Kingdom, Cinderella Castle, you'll see the light display on there, and there are 200,000 lights alone on that. The other 16,000 are for the rest of the Magic Kingdom that I mentioned before, and there's even more lights scattered throughout the rest of the park. If you've ever been in the parks on November 1st, or you've been in the parks on Halloween, and then you go November 1st, you'll realize that at the Magic Kingdom, it changes literally overnight. They do stretch out the decorating over a few days, but most of it at the Magic Kingdom is done after one night. And they do not have an entire day to do this. They have 7 hours each night to put up the decorations. And again, they do this over a few nights. And they do this at each park. So the Magic Kingdom has a little bit more because obviously they have the tree there, right on Main Street. They have to do the entirety of Cinderella Castle. So that one gets a little bit more time, and they do that one right away. And if you walk in on November 1st, it's almost completely done, which is pretty crazy considering that, again, they only have 7 hours to do this. So, obviously, with the amount of decorations that Disney does put up, there are a lot of people needed to be on the job. They have a section that works on the holiday Christmas decorations all year, but there's only 41 year-round holiday services workers. But each night, there are 160 workers at, I'm not sure if it's at every park or in total. I'm going to assume it's at every park because there is a lot that they need to do. So again, it's 41 that work year-round on the Christmas stuff, Christmas decorations. So they'll be at the warehouses, making sure everything's good. And then again, they'll work on taking that down, putting it up, keeping it well during the holiday season, and then packing it up and repeating the process again the next year. every time I have gone to Disney World, it is during one of the holiday seasons, whether it be during Halloween / fall or during the Christmas season. And I've been more often during the fall season. And I just can't really see Disney World if it just had year-round, no special decorations, because I think it really changes the parks and adds a great atmosphere. I know at Christmas, walking down Main Street USA, passing the enormous, like when I say enormous, it is huge, the huge Christmas tree, seeing the castle all lit up with the, I think I said 200,000 lights coming off of it. So it's just crazy amount of work that you can really appreciate once you kind of hear about how much goes into it. Even during Halloween, it's a little bit less, but it adds a crazy, like, new atmosphere, especially to Main Street USA. Because Main Street USA, I really like during the holidays, because I think the point of Main Street USA is really to kick up the nostalgia and to add a welcoming addition to Magic Kingdom. And I'm focusing a lot on Magic Kingdom, but the other parks have it too. I'm just kind of focusing on Magic Kingdom because it just has a little bit more. But again, on Main Street USA, the nostalgia kicks in a lot more when you're there during the fall season, Halloween season, or the Christmas season, because of the decorations that add to the kind of vintage feeling that kind of kicks in the nostalgia. And I think if they just had it year-round with nothing, I think the parks would be a lot different, because also this adds kicks in the attendance for the parks. You'll see from times to time that the attendance will go up during the holiday season, and that's including October, September, November, and December. Not only is this because some school breaks happen, but I think also another reason is the decorations. I don't think this is the main reason, this is no way the main reason that people are going during this time, but I think it does help drive people to go there, as opposed to going in, let's say, February and going in November or October or December. So I think that seeing it really pays off for Disney, I think. Seeing people's faces when they walk in, I think it's just a whole different feeling that I think all their hard work, you know, if the Imagineers or the cast members that work in holiday services, just to see, you know, the smile on one kid's face when they walk into the park and see, you know, the Christmas tree up or the lights on Cinderella Castle, I think it all pays off for them pretty quickly. Alright, that is it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed. Make sure to like, share, follow, subscribe, and whatever else you can do to help get the podcast out there. I would really appreciate it. And as always, have a zippity-doo-dah day. Zippity-doo-dah.